Hey everybody, this is Jeremy from the 8-Bit Geek. I really wanted to sit down just real short, real quick, and talk about something that's really pressing and kind of pissing me off, and I kind of wanted to rant about it. It's not something that, you know, I can really dedicate a lot of time to on the normal podcast, so I thought I'd create a separate one to talk about what Ubisoft is doing this week. It's kind of crazy. You know, they just launched Assassin's Creed Unity, and it was pumped up. It was supposed to be this really great game. Well, it came out and to really mediocre reviews. And something that Ubisoft did, it's really blown up on the internet. It's really taken over Reddit's r/gaming section, and it's kind of nuts. Everyone's kind of going against them. Ubisoft's actual what's it called? Oh man, usually I have the other two guys here to help me out. But their stock went down 9% this week because of all of this hoopla that's kind of surrounding it, the controversy. So Ubisoft released Assassin's Creed Unity. The stock drops because of the fact that they came up with a very sneaky scheme to keep you from seeing bad reviews. And usually what game companies do is they send out the video games to develop, publications. And then they put an embargo on the game. And normally the embargo, you know, lifts the day of release, so at like midnight. Well, what Ubisoft did was they probably knew that the game kind of sucked and it wasn't so good. So what they did was the embargo didn't lift until noon, the day of release. So that was 12 hours later than most games do. And this is blowing up on them so badly. And I'm kind of happy about it because it's bullshit that we have to sit here and we can't trust a game company with their own product. Like it's such a PR move to be like, all right, well, we know it's not very good. But what we're going to do is we're going to trick everybody. And so that way they still buy it and we can still have numbers. Well, it backfired on them. Everybody found out about it. Everybody's writing up blog posts about it. Even places like Wired wrote up a big article about it. It's really shocking that a company will go through and do something like this to try to hide it and to try to make you buy a game, even though it's not very good. It's sitting at like a Metacritic of like 64, I believe. Let me look it up real quick. Metacritic.com. And let's see here. On the PS4, the user score is a 3.4. The Metascore is sitting at a 76, so not in the 60s. And that's on the Xbox One version. But there's a lot of hate going towards this game, not only because of the way that they handled the bad reviews, but the way that they're handling microtransactions. Everybody knows that microtransactions are here. They're here to stay. They're not leaving anytime soon, which is sad. I mean, I wish that microtransactions were a little bit, you know, a little bit better done. I think microtransactions should probably stay in the realm of mostly mobile games, but hell. So what Ubisoft did, that's just my opinion, but so what Ubisoft did was they're charging you $60 for a game. And then there's a microtransaction for $100 that you can buy, and it's what it does is you can buy coins, and so, you know, it's really caught people off guard, and it's like, hey, buy a $60 game and then spend another $100 to revive or to buy a potion. And it's almost kind of like the feeling that I get. I haven't played the game, so I can't tell you 100% how it is, but what it feels like is it really feels like kind of the mobile realm where, you know, they give you just enough, and then, but it's still not enough, and you have to grind away at something in order to earn the money, in order to get something, or you can buy it right now for X amount of dollars. And so I think I think that's so BS. I really hate the microtransaction world. Even though I get caught up in it as well, you know, for instance, the card game by Blizzard. I spent like $20 here and there on getting booster packs and things like that, which is way more expensive than normally getting cards out in the real world. Like if you played Pokemon or something, you know, you get a 10 pack for $4. And compared to, you know, what you're getting with Blizzard, which is I think you get only 5 cards, and for, you know, you can get a 5 pack for $20. So you're paying $5 for one card pack, and you only get 5 cards out of it. So things like that, to where they're taking advantage of the digital space. I have been known to you know, kind of boost my player in NBA 2K15 because I didn't want to wait. And, you know, I personally, I'm okay with that because of the fact that the game is so long. And I think in sports, you want to be great right away. So I'm just like, all right, well, I'll spend $5 here and get some attribute points to spend on my guy. And that's okay with me because it's longevity and things like that. But when you dangle a carrot in front of somebody, right, and you say, go get that carrot, and you can never get the carrot, and then you make somebody say, well, if you give me $5, I'll let you get 6 inches closer to that carrot, or if you give me $10, or if you give me $100, you can just have the carrot right now. And I'm with the gaming community on this one. I think it's gotten too far. I think that they've crossed a line, and I think they know they've crossed a line. And I think that I think people are making them really aware of it, because who doesn't check out Reddit? I'm sure that they've seen all these memes. They're all over the place. If you check out the gaming part of it, everything is talking about it. Everybody is. It's really, really, really great. And I wish that the gaming community would take notice. I mean, the developers, because of the fact that we're already paying so much for a game. You know, I mean, it's really crazy to think, and especially because of the fact that a lot of these games aren't finished. You know, Unity has a huge amount of bugs. There's like 22,000, if you YouTube Assassin's Creed Unity bugs on YouTube, there's already 22,000 videos of just them finding bugs and things that should have been kind of squashed. I really feel like they should have held this game back in order to perfect it and polish it. You know, people are already afraid of what's going to happen with some other games in the pipeline that they have coming out, like Far Cry 4. And it's really sad to kind of think about that kind of stuff, because Far Cry has been a great series. I've loved all of them. And, you know, when a company does something like this, it's like, all right, well, I walk 5 feet and I open the door to a car, and it's like, you have no gas in the car. Would you like to purchase gas? The gas is going to cost $3. Would you like me to take this out of your Steam or Xbox or PS4 account? You know, I mean, things like that. It's ridiculous to think about, but it could happen, you know. And I think that the greed of the developers, and who knows, it may not even, I mean, obviously if you're making a game, you want to make it for the people, and this whole thing comes from a marketing and you know, and how much money can I get out of somebody kind of standpoint. It's kind of like how I love the Call of Duty franchises, but I've never purchased an add-on pack, never purchased a map pack, because honestly, I feel like it's content that should already be in the game. For $15, you're going to get 3 maps and some gun skins, and that pisses me off, because of the fact that for $60, I only start with a certain amount of maps, and these maps are already done. I mean, if you don't know how it works, I recently visited a game company, and I saw something I wasn't supposed to. And I saw some DLC that was already done before the game even released. And most people know that. It's not a big secret. But if you don't know, you know, that content is already there. It's already made while the game is being made. It's content in the game that should be in the game, but is held back in order to make more money down the line. And I've never been one to, and I guess it's just mentally how I am, is I've never really purchased any DLC because of the fact that in my mind, the main story is what I'm playing and what I'm playing in the game. And like even my favorite series, like the Batman series, like that's probably my number two series of all time, is the Arkham series in video gaming. And I've never purchased DLC because I've always had the mental block that, well, that wasn't the story. And it's a side thing, and it's, you know, it's just a side piece, and it doesn't matter. And, you know, it won't be any fun because of the fact that it's not a part of the main game. And maybe that's just me, but that's kind of my mental block on it. And plus the fact that I've already spent $60. I can't afford to spend a total of $100 every single time that I buy a video game. Because over the course of the history of the game, yeah, I want the game to last longer. That's great that people are getting a lot of enjoyment and a lot of life out of these games. But at what point do we say enough is enough? Because it's just like, all right, well, $60 a game. Well, at least take $10 off if you're going to do the DLC or something. Make it $50 a game. Then charge me $10 instead of $15. You know, lessen the blow a little bit because it's getting nuts. Because not only do you have the DLC, but you also have the microtransactions. And it just adds up and adds up. And I think we're going to get to a tipping point to where people are going to get really sick of it. And we may see a market shift into a place where, you know, these smaller companies who are making games who aren't adding this stuff, and they go, hey, listen, here's our game. It's 100% complete. We're not going to charge you any bullshit. Go. And, you know, we may see something like that. I personally have an iPhone, and, you know, I play some decent amount of gaming on it. I try to limit it, but it's still fun. But even in this realm, I purchased a couple of these titles. A lot of titles now are free to play, and with ads being their highest revenue stream. And so if you're making $500,000 a game, I mean a day, like some of these developers are, your motivation is, well, fuck people. I'm just going to make something that's somewhat addicting and then put ads all over it. And I hate that as well, man. You know, like I'd rather pay you $1 to $5 for a mobile game and not deal with in-game currency or deal with you putting that little carrot out in front of me because I'm just going to uninstall your game. When it gets to be a $60 game, it's harder to just quit. You know what I'm saying? It's harder to just say, all right, well, forget it. I'm not going to play this anymore because you did spend the money. But I really hope that Ubisoft takes a hard look at what happened here. I really hope that they step back. It's kind of like, it's tough to say that they will because of the fact that the internet kind of blew up like they did with the horse armor. If anyone remembers that, when microtransactions first came into the market last generation. And everyone bitched, but everybody still bought it. And I feel like that's probably going to be the same thing here, is that people will just bitch and complain. And but I still feel like, oh, well, they're just going to buy it, and we're going to have to deal with it. I guess put your money where your mouth is. If you don't like something, vote with your wallet. And, you know, saying something on Reddit obviously gets a lot of attention. But Ubisoft and all these other companies are not going to do anything about it unless they actually see their bottom line being hurt. You know, they may see a bad review or something or people bitching online, and their PR unit may come out and be like, oh, we're sorry, and blah, blah, blah. But they're still making money hand over fist because even though you hate it, you still buy it. So vote with your pockets, with your purses, and with your wallets. And, you know, show devs that this is not a great thing. It's not something that we enjoy. It's not something that we love. Also, if you agree with me or disagree with me, please let me know. You know, let me know on Facebook, on Twitter, on the website. You know, get some social stuff going on. We can talk more in depth, and we may even have you on the show. So please look us up. That's at the 8-Bit Geek for all your social media needs. And please subscribe to us. And we'll talk to you soon. I'll see you on the next show.